This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com, and as part of the Deliberate Noise Network, you can go to deliberatenoise.com for links to all the shows in the network. It is still going to be updated soon. Yeah, I keep saying that, but it is coming. Trust me, believe me, it is coming. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at, is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. You can also call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Now, one of my all-time favorite shows is Twin Peaks. When it came out, there was just something so satisfying about the weirdness. I had been a fan of David Lynch, I think since I saw Blue Velvet. In fact, even though it was really expensive, I remember owning the Blue Velvet VHS tape. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, you really have to be a fan to go buy a VHS tape back in those days. So when he was coming to television, I was like, oh yeah, I want more of this guy. I'm on board. Let's go. Oddly enough, I didn't like Dune. But then again, there's nothing about Dune I've ever liked. I could not get past the book. I could not get past page 13 of the book. It was just, I just couldn't. The movie just completely turned me off. And years later, there was a miniseries. I think it was on Sci-Fi. And I couldn't even get past the first commercial break of that. So Dune is just non-starter for me. So there's that. But Twin Peaks was really cool, and it was cool because it was obviously David Lynch. It had all the Lynchisms, all the little quirks that make David Lynch's stuff so fascinating. But it was on TV. It was on network TV. So when you have something on network TV done by someone like David Lynch, he has to be, he can't use swearing, he can't use profanity or nudity, which is, you know, things that he's used in the past, usually to shock. He can't do that on television, so he had to come up with more creative ways, and I think he did it. I think he really nailed it. Unfortunately for Twin Peaks, the TV network didn't see what the show was really about, and so they kind of messed things up. Twin Peaks originally was not about who killed Laura Palmer. Twin Peaks was originally about the secrets that were in a small town and how you peel back one layer of, let's just call it perversion, and then there's another. You know, everybody has a secret in Twin Peaks. And the show was about exploring that. But TV executives being TV executives, they wanted to concentrate on what they could easily grasp their minds around. And that was the murder of Laura Palmer. And so I think one time I read that that was a mystery that was never going to be solved. But would be due to pressure, they had to solve it. And then once it was revealed who Laura's killer was, a lot of the audience just tuned out because they're like, okay, well, I know who it is now. I don't have to come back. And so it sort of limped on after that. But the show was still really interesting and still really weird after that. And then it just, I started going out more, and then the night of the series finale, I forgot to set my VCR. So I forgot to set the VCR, so I never saw it until the VHS tapes started coming out, and they were only releasing them like 4 or 5. You know, packages of 4 or 5. No. They were like one every few months, now that I think about it. And I got like the first 4 or 5 tapes. I think I still have them around there somewhere. But then I stopped getting them. I forgot why. And I went to a video store. I'm trying to keep my voice down because people are sleeping. So if you're getting a very powerful NPR vibe, that's why. Anyway, I went to a video store, and I rented the last couple of tapes, just, you know, leading up to the end, so I could get more familiarized, refamiliarized, I should say, with what was going on in that season. And I finally saw it, and it was just like, wow, this was really good stuff. And the ending just has always bugged me because it was never going to be anymore. But apparently, last week, there was a Sandy Alessi casting put out a casting call on their Facebook page. And it says, Twin Peaks promo, directed by David Lynch, shoots in Los Angeles on Tuesday, January 7th, which is the day I'm recording this. Probably a 6 hour or less day. Rate is 150-8. I don't know what that means. Must live in LA to submit. I don't think SAG has jurisdiction on this, so SAG and non can submit. I've called SAG to double check this, and I'm awaiting a call back to confirm. That part is not interesting to me, except for the actual date and the fact that it's only 6 hours. A hot Caucasian girl, brunette or redheads only, to play waitress, age 18 to 27, must have an amazing body, busty, very period looking face. I'm just think they're going for a time period there, because if not, that's kind of rude. Please submit 2 current color photos. Yeah. And a lot of people started speculating, of course, that this has something to do with a Twin Peaks Blu-ray set that's occurring, you know, so that would make sense. So possibly, because I don't know if the log lady is still alive, they may be introducing somebody to, you know, introducing a brand new character and set in Twin Peaks, who's going to introduce the old shows, you know. Log Lady did that on, I want to say Chiller TV, but I'm probably wrong. But on one of the cable stations, she recorded like intros for all of the repeats. So, I don't know. Unfortunately, Mark Cross, who is a series co-creator, said that that's nothing but a strange, baseless rumor, and that Sandy Alessi casting hasn't said anything. They haven't responded to any email, Facebook comment, message, tweet regarding this matter. Yeah, so it's weird. It's just another strange, baseless rumor. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that they actually used David Lynch's name, this sounds like some sort of porno thing, you know? Maybe they misspelled promo. Who knows? Even though it'd be kind of weird after all this time to have a Twin Peaks-based porno. I don't know. I personally would love to see more Twin Peaks stuff, a Twin Peaks Blu-ray, a Twin Peaks. I'd love to see a revival, but most of the actors have moved on. They're like, nah, we are appreciative of Twin Peaks fans, but let's find something new, you know. In fact, I think Kyle MacLachlan wants absolutely nothing to do with Agent Dale Cooper. I know some of the cast members have got to shuffle off this mortal coil. So, I don't know. Anyway, if you were a fan of Twin Peaks, let me know what you think this pointless, this strange baseless rumor. What do you think this is concerning? Because if it's not Twin Peaks, I don't know, it's got to be some sort of a Twin Peaks thing. Maybe they're coming back to TV, or being rerun on IFC or something. And this is just like I said, filming minute-long introductions like Log Lady did. Oh, well, I don't know. Just let me know. What do you think? Email is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at DeliberateNoise.com, or call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. Thanks, and I'll be back soon with another episode.
I'm gonna go.